Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. Welcome to It's Your Health. Do you have a special group of friends that help you through hard times, that inspire you, motivate you, and help you to be a better person? I do, and today these women are joining me to inspire you, each other, and a special guest, Meredith, who needs some guidance in making healthy changes in her life. My friends just happen to be loved by millions nationwide. Joining us today is Kristen Steed from last season's NBC hit show, The Biggest Loser, Cynthia Sass, MPHRD, MA, CSSD, co-author of the New York Times bestselling The Flat Belly Diet, and Kelly Keough, TV host and author of Gluten-Free, Sugar-Free, Bacon, and Desserts. Meredith, if you can tell us about yourself.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it, and I'm fans of all of you. And it's one of those things where you're overweight, you get inspired by watching Biggest Loser and watching Kelly's show and listening to everything on your show, and it's just, sometimes you're just like, yeah, I'm not there when it comes down to doing it.
Meredith, this is such a common issue. You know, I used to teach weight management. I've been a personal trainer. Motivation seems to be an issue for so many women. Now, I'd love for Kristen to talk about this.
Of course. You know, I know all too well what you're talking about. I mean, a little over a year ago, I weighed over 360 pounds and felt the same way. And, you know, it's so hard when you're sitting there and you desperately want to change. You know you have a problem, but finding that motivation to stay with it and do what you need to do is very difficult. You know, one thing I like to say about motivation is realizing what type of person you are. There are people who get motivated and stay motivated throughout the entire time. Then there are other people like myself who constantly lose motivation. And, you know, I always like to say this little thing that what motivates me may not motivate you, and what motivates me today may not motivate me tomorrow. So, Meredith, if you're a person who's looking for motivation or constantly seeking for it, embrace the fact that you may need to look for it every single day.
Cynthia, if you can share with us some advice for Meredith.
Absolutely. You know, what Meredith said in the beginning is the exact reason I went back to school to get a master's in public health in community and family health education, because I found that after getting my degrees in nutrition, you can know everything about nutrition, but it doesn't mean you can do it on a day-to-day basis. And so when I work with people, it's all about not just what you eat and when and how much, but it's about the whys. It's about the relationship that you have with food and with your body and how your social life and, you know, your friends, your family, your workplace all interact with your eating habits, because those are all connected. You know, we're not robots. We can't just, you know, follow a plan and kind of tune out everything else in our lives that affects the way we eat and how we feel about how we eat. It's really about kind of nourishing yourself in the same way that you would want your best friend to be here.
And I love Cynthia's suggestion of, you know, the relationship about nourishing yourself. That is why I cook, because that is where my self-love comes in. What Kristen said, wow, embrace the fact that you have to find motivation every day. That's what I do. Now, my approach is you have to eat what you love and nourish yourself, like Cynthia said. But I want to make a suggestion and encourage you to find the best tasting, healthiest choice. Think of ice cream, if you're going to allow yourself to eat it, as a decoration and not the entire Christmas tree, which means...
That's a good one.
Thanks. Yeah. Now, that's how I shift, because I ask myself, what do I love? And then I give it to myself. And then when you're ready, you portion control it. But I want to throw it out to you, Meredith, that maybe you cut up some bananas, strawberries, and blueberries and decorate the ice cream with a quarter cup or a half a cup, or start somewhere.
I'm myself, when it comes to food, a self-proclaimed food addict, you know, especially when it comes to the sweets and the ice creams. When I would get the idea in my head, I had to act on that so bad. So when it comes to ice cream, I completely understand where that's coming from.
I mean, I've absolutely had clients take food out of the garbage and eat it, tell me that they, you know, have to pour salt or pour vinegar on it so that they won't eat it. You know, that compulsion, that thing that pulls you toward the food, or you get up in the middle of the night because you know that there's ice cream in the freezer. I think that comes from kind of the power that we give to food, but a lot of it, it's really not about that you aren't good enough or you don't have enough willpower. Those are really kind of nasty, mean things to say to yourself. So, you know, I think, again, going back to how you're talking to yourself, that self-talk is so important, because when you create negative self-talk, and you create expectations that are too high that you can't meet, and then you don't and you feel like you fail, that creates more negative emotions that make you want to eat more and give up.
Now, was there anything else that you'd like us to touch on? We've got a couple more minutes.
Oh, I honestly, they covered everything from A to Z, and I feel so good just even listening to them that it's just what I needed to hear. And I'm so honored that you had me on the show to listen to all of you. It's just been great, and I really, truly do appreciate it. And I can't thank you enough.